Can I say one thing?
Sure.
Games like this is gonna make me go bald and turn gray. So.
We can start now.
Yeah.
We talked a little bit about this back-to-back going in, back-to-back coming out. There's 8 points there that are going to be impossible to get all eight, difficult to get six. You guys win tonight and dig yourselves out of a hole, fight through some adversity to get four. I mean, that's got to make you feel pretty good to have navigated.
Yeah, no, I thought, you know, today, obviously, it was funny. We talked about having a really good start and being played quick and all that right out of the gate, set the tone, and we did none of that. And it really, and the struggle put ourselves in a real big hole. I thought our battle on the puck wasn't what it needed to be, and Boston was ready to go, and they were battling like crazy, and they forced us into a hole. But I thought a couple key things. We talk about leadership all the time, and a guy that doesn't get a lot of credit is Orpik. And I think Orpik had that big hit. He started bringing everybody into the fight. And that's what leadership does. And then, you know, we found a way. Special teams were really, really good. They got it done. We had some big kills when it was 2-0. They get that third goal, we're probably not having the same conversation right now. So the penalty kill really stepped up. Some real big. We got some big blocks. We got some second efforts. We got all those things that you need. We got a big power play goal. And then, another guy, Lars Eller, I thought just he had that look like he was going to score. He was determined, and he's a guy that doesn't get a lot of fanfare. And I thought, between Brooks and him, they pull us in the fight. And then, we got it tied up with special teams, and our penalty kill was really good to keep it, the game in, reachable, if you will. And just kept grinding away, and obviously we had huge kills in the third. We had building starting to really go, and then we turned the puck over and just killed the momentum. And mentally, that's really tough for a group that's been battling all night to get back. And I just liked our response. We just kept staying with the program. Conley got the big goal. That whole line, the Eller, Wilson, Conley, they sort of, I thought they drove a lot of stuff. They kept some meaningful minutes and pressure on the Bruins and drew some penalties and scored a huge goal to get it tied up. And then obviously, I thought we were good in overtime, 3-on-3, and obviously getting in the shootout. So, all that being said, that said a lot about our room. It said a lot about our character. I say what we want. The schedule has not been kind to us. I feel exhausted from the last 4 or 5 days, even though we had a break, just because we were out on the West Coast, all that. We had a real tough travel day yesterday. Nothing went really smooth. And we got back at 3, roughly 2:33 in the morning, and we looked like it early. But we fought through that, and that said a lot about our room.
What was your message to the group after the first period?
Actually, to stay with the program. I mean, we have to do a couple things. I move guys around a little bit, and number one thing was, let's pass to the guys in red, and let's get. It was out about that, and obviously we weren't executing very well, and then just our battle level had to be at the next level, and we did. We responded really well.
It was delivered that calmly.
Yeah, for the most part, yeah. Just talked about, obviously a bit of sarcasm, I'm not sure. But I trust the group. I trust the group. I've been with this group for a good portion of this group for a long time. Mm-hmm. I trust that they'll find a way to fight through it. Just be truthful with them, and they'll respond. And I like the fact that some of our leaders pulled guys into the fight, and we got it done.
Did you sense the guys maybe pressing with the goal drought, and then Eller's goal kind of left the way?
Well, if you watched us pass the puck early, I would probably say absolutely. We've been squeezing it a little bit. We've had some chances, but we're sort of firing blanks. But I think when Lars scored there, that was like a sense of relief on the bench, because it's been a while since we scored a goal.
When you go to a shootout, do you pick the lineup kind of just based off feel of how that game has gone? I mean, you went OB second.
Yeah, I would say I did that a lot, probably more in the last couple of years. Now I just go pure stats. Obviously, we had no shootouts against Godobin. None of our players did. So that's when it goes to feel. Obviously, I trust OSHA's lifetime record. Last two haven't been as successful as we would like. And it's just feel after that.
Yeah, because Ovi kind of missed yesterday, do you think to yourself, like, he's going to want to get it today?
Yeah. I think that's one thing that Ovi does is that, you know, if he had, you know, a failure, he sort of says, like, I'm going to make up for it. So, yeah, there was no doubt that thing was in. He delivered that with authority. And, I just thought that he hits a pretty good jump. I mean, he's been getting chances, hadn't scored. But when he scored that power play goal, he's like everybody else. He could tell he was free again. So, that was huge. It probably would have been some disappointment and a little bit of unfulfilled game if we would have lost in the shootout, because that happened last night. So,
you mentioned that you feel Brooks Orpik kind of pulled other teammates into the fight.
Just because of the hit. You know, we weren't responding. We weren't stringing together any passes. And the only way that you sort of pull people in is emotionally, and he did. He got a clean hit on the player. And you know, they jumped in and responded, and he, you know, he battled, and he earns a lot of respect in the room, but he's one of those guys that knows when we're not in the fight that maybe he can pull people in with a big hit or you know, some physical play, whatever, he did, and he started pulling us in, and that's, to me, that's great leadership.
You guys talk a lot about playing fast when you're at your best, and early in this one, and maybe early in the Vegas game, some little patches of other games recently, you're not, when you're playing fast, it shows almost more in your hands, it seems, than in your feet, and I don't know if the break has anything to do with that, but I know you don't look ahead too far, but you guys have four breaks next month that are going to be longer than this one that you just had. Can you go to school on these?
Well, we're trying to learn from our failures a little bit, and our failures are when we have some time off, we're sort of slow to get out of the... Yeah, as a coaching staff, we even designed drills or put our practices together to have more touches, to have more execution, and we try all those type of things. But this group traditionally is not good after a couple of days off, and like you say, we've got a couple of breaks, and we're playing teams that are playing. And I've always had the suggestion of all the teams that are coming back from break should play, because it's a different level. And we've come out of those breaks with back-to-backs, which is crazy. And we're playing teams that are in regular mode. And it is hard when they use a term, when the body's in motion, stays in motion. Well, when a body's off with our team, it's off, and we need to be mad about it, and we're gonna have to come up with a little bit of plan and be dedicated to it.
All right, thanks a lot, Coach.
Thank you.
Thank you.